Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, May 18th of 2020. And I'm so glad that you could join us today, wherever you may be, however you may be tuning in tonight, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. And we're just so glad to have you. And I was just thinking, you know, I believe everything that my Bible says, no matter what the devil says, no matter what people say, no matter what circumstances say, no matter what, I believe it, no matter what, doesn't matter what the circumstances, whether it's the, COVID 19, whether it's, whatever it may be. And God's word is always true, regardless. And we are starting to see some victories, states opening up. But before I get into that, I'm going to say, you know, I'm so glad you could tune in, and I'm believing that you're going to be blessed tonight by the Spirit of God as we study His Word in a little bit. So, here's what's going on. On Wednesday night, you had the Wisconsin Supreme Court basically decide that their stay-home order was not constitutional, so basically got thrown out. And so now they're trying to work around it. And that was good to see that their Supreme Court made the choice to throw it out. Because the way I look at it, pandemics do not suspend, a pandemic does not suspend the United States Constitution in any way, shape, or form. It does not suspend it. Michigan, we had a judge hear the case, issued some opinions, but didn't make a decision. Now the case is going to be sent to the Supreme Court. In the case of Michigan, and depending on what the Supreme Court decides in Michigan. Now, our governor, I think she's done this possibly knowing what will happen. You heard what they did, Megan. They opened up the restaurants and retail at 50% Northern Michigan did. You saw that, right? I'm just saying you saw that. Did you see that thing, though, that they opened it up at 50%?
They did what?
They opened up parts of Northern Michigan at 50%.
Yep.
You saw that, right?
I remember talking to you about it.
They just did today, though, for that starting Friday. They did. And some of you listeners, you know, everybody has the right, their own opinion. And she says, maybe she might say yes on it, science, what have you. You want to know what I think, listeners? I think that she did it because maybe she knows what the Supreme Court's going to do, maybe not. if it gets thrown out, because if the orders get thrown out, that means that the legislature has to decide. And I think for now, it's time to open up one way or another. It's time to open up one way or another. You got other countries deciding to open up, Italy, Spain, other parts of Europe at varying capacities. Tennessee, they just made a decision to many of their counties are going to, they're not mandated to be at 50% anymore. They can be up to like 75 or full or whatever if they want. There's a few counties though that have sticking with the 50% or less. And then even California is saying that in the next few weeks, some things are going to be able to open. And many of the counties, he's loosened some restriction things. I think you're going to see many of these cases in the court. William Barr has set up a hotline, the Attorney General. I think we're going to see I think we're going to see some victories, because America is rising to the occasion, and it's good to see. Weeks ago, back in most of April, the end of March, I was not seeing the America that I know. I was not seeing it. They were asleep. They were in a stupor. But now, people are standing up and making their voices heard. And I think America and the Constitution will win out again. As it has multiple times. And so I think, and by the way, you're going to find out on next Monday, Memorial Day, I'm going to talk to you about those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for freedom. And some of those people laying in their graves right now, they would roll over. I can guarantee you, they would roll over if they could see how our country was turned literally into a hospital. And you don't quarantine healthy people, you quarantine the sick. Pandemics or what have you, quarantine's biblical. But this, what's happened over the last couple months, is way out of line. And I think you're going to see some political leaders pay a dear price. But I think you're going to see it. And it won't all be pretty. We'll want to keep in prayer about that. But though the storm is raging, God's going to win. Speaking of storm, we've had a lot of rain the last couple of days, like over 4 inches, close to 5. And they're saying, you know, the river could do blah, 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 blah. Which, you know, weather broadcasting models, you know, they do their thing. But we're going to believe God that river is not going to do the stuff that they're saying it's going to. And so we're going to want to keep that in our prayers. And I know some of you may be thinking, Miracle Man, you know you can't control the weather. Well, you know, to that I say, I understand, but God's given us dominion. Now, if we pray to God, He can do things. He'll do things. I was listening to a broadcast last night from a couple of years ago, in which Irma was supposed to decimate Tampa, basically wipe it clean. Oh, you mean sanitized, right? No. Supposed to, like, destroy a lot of stuff. But it didn't destroy it. You know, there was a little damage here, a little damage there, a lot of rain, some wind stuff. But it did a lot more in the Keys and elsewhere. The reason that hurricane didn't do what it was supposed to do in that certain place, people prayed. Their church got together and prayed. They took authority over it. God listened. And though the rain is not necessarily like it was much of yesterday and today, at this point it's calming down, thank you, Jesus. We just need to pray that these river levels don't go to these levels that they're saying that they could go to. Because a couple of years ago we had a severe situation where the rivers were within a couple of feet of their all-time record. And this time they're saying it could go higher than what it did a couple of years ago. So that's why we need to pray and take authority over it and say that it won't do. I had also heard that a certain dam failed.
I don't know about any dam failing, but Stanford Dam is flooded past the trees up to the building.
Didn't it do that last time too?
I don't know about last time, but it's definitely a lot more than it was yesterday. It's up on the grass.
About last time, I mean, 3 years ago when we had.
I don't know about.
Yeah, Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, it's like past the guardrails, too.
Wow. But anyhow, listeners, like I said, we just gotta pray that God just flip this stuff over. And they say there's supposed to be showers a little more tomorrow. There's a small chance of it, but we don't need any rain for a while. We don't. We're going to get that sun out. That can really help us a lot. And so, that's kind of why I started off with, I believe what my Bible says, no matter what the devil, no matter what people say, no matter what circumstances say. That isn't regardless of whether it's a virus, the COVID, whether it's something in your region, whether it's something in your personal life, whatever it is. And so that's why we just have to. Circumstances. That's part of what I was saying the other night when we talked about how faith can move the mountains. And say that those mountains move and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. And we're gonna pray about that. And then we're gonna sing a couple songs, then we're gonna read. A bit from Psalm 119, which is the longest psalm. I'll start with verse 85 and go on a ways down. And then I'll discuss what all it said. And it'll be good. But first off, I want to remind you of a couple things. High noon every day. Take a minute, look up to heaven. Curse this virus, this corona. And just curse, take authority over it. Pray it gone. And also, use something that can preach. Maybe wear a shirt that says Pharaoh's a liar. Maybe put it on your face mask, because in many places, you know, you're supposed to be wearing a face mask. So why not put it maybe on your mask? Also, Psalm 23 out loud. Read Psalm 23 out loud every day so your family can hear it. And then read Psalm 91. In Psalm 23, I think about this part of that psalm all the time right now. Though I walketh through the valley of the shadow of death, death's all around you. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. And I stand on that verse. And then, at noon, set an alarm on your phone for noon, take authority over that virus. And then also, use something that teaches. But Maybe put something on, put a big sign out in front of your house. Maybe it says, no fear here. Fear is a liar. Something like that. Fear doesn't stand a chance. Jesus wins. Something that can teach, preach. Like I said, we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are Lord. Lord Jesus, I take authority over this rain, over that river, these rivers. I thank you that this rain ceases, that these water levels go back down to where they're supposed to be. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're working on the flow of that water, and that these houses aren't going to be destroyed, the streets won't be washed out. I take authority, I rebuke that storm outside in the name of Jesus. The rivers, you will be normal in the name of Jesus. These dams will work the way they're supposed to work. And they won't be overloaded in the name of Jesus. And wherever you're at, if you're in a situation where you're dealing with, you know, high waters, you take authority over it. And now, Lord, I take authority over this virus. I curse it in the name of Jesus. COVID-19, you will die right now. Fall on your knees before the Lord Jesus. And Quran, I bind you in the name of Jesus. You can take your stinking virus with you. And now, Lord, I thank you that stupid is bound in the name of Jesus. That these spirits leave now. Lord, I thank you for our leaders right now. I pray that they're making the right decisions. I give you praise for what's been going on lately, as there more places are finally starting to reopen. Thank you that more would do the same. And I just thank you that you have your hand on this situation and what's going on, as I know you have your hand, and that you would just strengthen it. And now, Lord, I thank you that those who are not making the right decisions, may you remove them. Those who are doing right, reward them. Now, Lord God, I pray right now over our economy. I pray that it would recover quickly, that our jobs would come back to us, our money would come back to us, that our businesses would open back up and thrive, not just survive. And I just thank you, Lord God, that money comes to us. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. And now, Lord, I thank you for healthcare providers, for that you're working with them. Thank you that your anointing is on them, those that know you, that help with these patients. All those working on the front lines, may you just bless them. Those that know you, just bless them, Lord. And Lord God, I thank you for these pastors. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, it's so great to see more and more churches deciding to open back up, to welcome your people back in to the house of God. I pray that our pastors would get on fire for God. Thank you that revival would start in our churches. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before we sing a couple of songs, I meant to do this a minute ago, but I forgot. The number to call in is there. If you want to talk to me about anything you want to talk about, the number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts, and when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through a call screener, and then I'll be notified that we have a caller, and then we will go from there. Praise God. Now, I'm going to sing a couple of songs for you, and then we're going to open up to the Word of God and see what all the Lord has for us tonight. There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing could compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, oh Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Oh, Lord, your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. You are the source of life. No one else will do. I can't be left behind. I'm an elsewhere. I can't lay hold of you. 'Cause I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Capture me with grace. I will follow you. Yes, Lord. You are the source of life. I can't be left behind. No one else will do. I can't lay hold of you. 'Cause I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Capture me with grace. I will follow you. I will follow you. This world has nothing for me. I follow you. I will follow you. This world has nothing for me. I will follow you. 'Cause I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Capture me with grace. 'Cause I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Would you capture me with grace? I will follow you. I will follow you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I will follow you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We come before you tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we get to be Christians. So great to be a Christian. It's great to see what you're doing in our midst. We're so glad that you're there with us. You're fighting for us. You're pushing back the darkness. You're lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. And I give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Lord God, for these listeners who have made that determination to tune in tonight, wherever they are, however they're listening. I just thank you, Lord God, that you're just strengthening them right now, right here, right where they are. And I just thank you that you would have your way with these listeners, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And I just thank you that tonight that they would, all these listeners would learn something from you tonight. And I make my confession over the show tonight, Lord. I confess that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program, that sponsors and partners come in. And most importantly, I thank you, Lord God, that a huge harvest of souls comes in to the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Open up your Bible, please, if you would, to the book of Psalm 119, 81, praise God, Psalm 119, verse 81, and I want to encourage you to be a part. If I sing, you sing. If I pray, you pray. Whatever I do for the next little bit, you just feel free to follow along. As I said, I'm in 81. We'll go down to like 130. My soul faints from longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail, looking for your promise. I say, where will you comfort me? Though I am like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servants wait? When will he punish my persecutors? The arrogant dig pitfalls for me, contrary to yourself. All your commands are trustworthy. Help me, for men persecute. They almost wiped me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. Preserve my life according to your love, and I will obey the statutes of your mouth. 89 now. This is the next writer, next psalm. Your word, O Lord, is eternal, everlasting. Stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth. and it endures. Your laws endure to this day. For all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. By all perfection, I see a limit, but your commands are boundless. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all of my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than what the elders do, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your law, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. 105. Your word is like a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Underline that, listeners. The word of God is a light unto, lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have taken an oath, confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws. Though I instantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. I hate double-minded men, but I love your law. You are my refuge, and you are my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Away from me, you evildoers, so that I may keep the commands of my God. Sustain me according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me, and I will be delivered. I will always have regard for your decrees. And you reject all who stray from your decrees, for their deceitfulness is in vain. All the wicked of the earth, you discard the wicked of the earth for us. Therefore, I love your statutes. My flesh trembles in fear of you. I stand in awe of your laws. Lead me to by my oppressors. Ensure your servants' well-being. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your love. Teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may understand your statutes. It is time for you to act, O Lord. Your law is being spoken. I love your commands more than gold, more than pure gold. And because I consider all of your precepts right, I hate every wrong path. Your statutes are wonderful. Therefore, I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pain, longing for your command. Turn to me and have mercy upon me. And always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from the oppression of men, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine under your servant, and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. This is going to be the last. I'm going to go down to 144, and then that'll be the end of it. Righteous, you are righteous, O Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands are my delight. Your statutes are forever right. Give me understanding that I may live. One forty-five. So what you see here is a lot of great things about the Word of God. Basically, the Word of God, you lie. The Word of God is a sure foundation. The Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. See? I mean, I don't know why it sounds so funny when it's said like that, because really, shouldn't it be a lamp to your path? I mean, it should be, yeah, a light to your path, yes. And then, of course, yeah, a light to your path, lamp to your feet. Because if you see your feet down below. I don't know why for a second there I thought it was kind of funny. But nonetheless, the Word of God is meant to be a light unto your feet, a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. And when I just think about the Word of God, this psalm in general is so powerful, talking about the Word of God and what all it means, and the multiple psalmists who helped write it. Multiple psalmists. And part of the big cry of this psalm is, teach me your word, O Lord. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Keep the wicked away from me. And help me be more understanding of your ways in the head. And some of you may say, don't some of them psalmists sound a little arrogant because they're saying, oh, I've learned more than my teachers. No, because their delight is in the Lord. The reason they know more is because of the Lord, the wisdom they were given from the Lord. When these other people, like their elders or their teachers, or they didn't have the Lord. They didn't study the Word of God. They didn't study what the Word of God had to say, what God said about things, the way God looks at things. And when I look at it, I just go, what? And you may say, well, Miracle Man, it's a long song. It is, but at the same time, it's real powerful. Time and time again, what it keeps saying time and time again is, go to the Word, go to the Word, go to the Word, go to the meaning, because so many different times there's references to the Word of God. And there's the one where it talks about a foundation. And it says, you know, God, you are my refuge. You are my foundation. Well, the Word of God should be your foundation. Needs to be. Shouldn't be based on some other book written by a user-friendly preacher. your foundation should be, spiritual foundation should be on the Bible, not even on a book that a spirit-filled, fire-baptized pastor wrote. Although, yes, a lot of them have written amazing books for the body of Christ. But your foundation should be based on the Word of God, your spiritual foundation. Because God really should be a foundation. And I always think of where it says, you're my God and my firm foundation. It is you I will trust at all times. I give glory and praise, adoration to my Savior who is seated on high. And it's just, when I look, when I think about it, the goodness of God, it's just powerful. Why would you not want to serve him? Why would you decide that something else is better? Much so you, O Lord, your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. And then just looking back to everything I read, I'm going to give you the points that I want you to have. Point one, put your hope in the Word of God. No, I'll say it this way. Your hope can be found in the Word of God. That is in verse 81 of Psalm 119. You can put your hope in the Word of the Lord. You comfort me, though I am like a one's good and longer than a servant. When will you know that? I'm just looking. Point two, the Word of the Lord is everlasting. It stands firm in the heavens. So you can write that down. The Word of the Lord is everlasting and it stands firm in the heavens. And you see, you don't have to write this part down, but His faithfulness just goes on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Our God never stops being faithful to us. He's always faithful. He's always there whenever we need him, whenever we want him, whenever we call him. And he's just awesome. And that's why I love him. That's my hope. No bones. The word of the Lord makes me wise. And when they talk about, you know, the command, his command, that means the Word of the Lord. Also, as three, under three, you can put down you gain understanding the Word of the Lord's commandments. Number four. This one's one of my favorites. The word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And it talks about, then it goes down on to talk about how he has made the decision that as he goes on in his life, he's decided to just go on following the word of the Lord for the rest of his life. Number five. The word of the Lord preserves life. Yes, the word of the Lord preserves life. There's life-giving power in the word of God. Life-giving. Jesus is the life-giver. He's the one who gave it to us. The word of the Lord brings life. Of course, you've got to put it into practice. You have to put that down. Though the word of the Lord brings life, I must put it into practice. Because what good is the word for you if you're not putting it to practice? So I can't say, I will not forget your law, the wicked have sinned. They are the joy of my heart. My heart. Number six, my heart is set on keeping the Lord's decrees to the end. That means, like, whatever God commands, do it. And for those of you saying, well, Miracle Man, word of the New Testament, covenant? Well, yes, but the blessing of the Deuteronomy, there's a lot of things in the Old Testament that still apply to us, including this. So we're supposed to live by the decrees, the commandments of the Lord, the commandments of the word of the Lord. Ensure your servant's well-being. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail looking for you. Your salvation looking for you. Your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your reason. Teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment, for I say, understanding your statutes. It is time for your to ask the Lord your law. I love your commands. This is number seven, please. I love your commands more than gold, more than pure gold. And because I consider all of your precepts right, I despise every wrong path. You don't have to write that whole path, but you can just say, I love the word of the Lord more than pure gold. And I'm giving you these points, listeners, so that you can just see what all the word of the Lord is. And as we go through, I had given you some of the first ones when I had done this back in March, because back before we went into lockdown and that, I was starting to, so I have decided to, for right now, to come back to it and to go from where I had left off. And that's why I'm giving you all these different points based on what we read tonight. Tomorrow, we'll do more of them. I think a lot of the big ones were tonight, though. Because the Lord is our leader. He's our shepherd. He wants to be our leader. He wants to. It's not just some little thing, you know. We fight and worship, we feed a free guy, we fight, nip, nip. Is that your phone thing? Or someone, is that your phone thing?
That's your charger.
Oh, whoops. But I mean, like, sorry about that, listeners. But I mean, like, it's not meant to be some little mumbo jumbo thingy. No. Because the word of the Lord is, like I said, it's just powerful. It is life. It brings life. It is a lamp unto your feet. We follow the word of the Lord. Find out what God says about things. Don't just sit there and, well, I think what would God do? What does God say about that? What does the word of the Lord say about it? So, it's just time and time again. It just says, go to the word. And then, before that, like when I had read earlier, you know, a couple months ago, it's the psalmists are saying, teach me your work. Teach me your ways. Teach me, show me how to live. How do I live like you? How do I do this? Just like this, Psalm 119:33. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees. Then I will teach them, keep them to the end. Give me understanding. I will keep your law, and I will obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands. There I find daylight. Turn my heart toward your statutes, and not toward selfish gain. Uh-oh. Nope, not talking to you. It's about making a point. That's what that's about. Sometimes my pastor will do that. It's so funny. That's why I did that. Bear with me. So listeners, the reason I uh-oh is because of that. The selfish game. Because you don't want to be foolish. Not toward this not selfish game. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Oh. There we go again. He's asking God to preserve his life. Fulfill your promise to your servant. That may be to take away the disgrace that I dread. For your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. Preserve my life in your righteousness. And then, so when I just think about that, that's another one of my favorites about the Word of God, is that it can preserve life. And I think about this. What if my mom, when I was very little, like a 2-year-old or so, I think, maybe 1.5, I was dealing with cancer of the colon lining. And then basically they told my mother, you have a choice. We can continue to keep giving him medication and what have you and try to see what we can do. Or we can give him a shot and he'll go right to sleep and he won't suffer anymore. Well, my mom chose life. And I'm glad she did. And it's not just about life over death. You want to know something? The Word of God, Jesus, has preserved my life. And you know, I just thank God for that all the time. That I'm still alive. That my mom made the right decision after praying to God about it, after talking to Dr. Barclay and Reverend Bailey and a couple of people. And she made the right decision. And obviously, when you're going through that kind of stuff, that can be a hard choice to make. But she made the right choice. The choice to keep me alive. And I know it's God and his word. It's the promises of it. It's not just, he said 3 words or whatever. It's the promises in the word of God. And I choose to hold on to the Lord's promises and to what is true from him. Because I know he's the giver of life. And not just life. Life abundantly. Amen. Life abundantly. And it's not just some little thing I say. I know. It's not just some little thing I say, no. It's life and life more abundantly, according to the word of the Lord. and it's by the word of the Lord that I have promised that I would have. And my hope is that you've been brushing up on your spirituality through this lockdown or whatever, lockdown season or whatever you want to call this season, whatever you want to call it, lockdown, shutdown, whatever it is not the new normal. I hear all this talk time and time and time and time again about this is the new normal. This is the new thing. It's a miracle, man. What's the new normal? Oh. January, February, and the first, 5, 6, 7, 8 days of March. Really, January and February. Earlier this year. That's the new normal. How it had been. Because I just felt like I had to say it. And as far as the word of the Lord says, do not forsake ye yourselves the gathering together, the gathering of the brethren together, even more as you see the day approaching. Think here. And I'm trying to think, where in my Bible does it say lockdown, 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 lockdown? Nope. I don't see it. No, I was. We're in the last days. And some of you may think, oh, it was all about a virus. Maybe to a degree, maybe. There was a lot of fear. But say, this was a test run for the whole Antichrist thing. Because, like it or lump it, you're going to see more and more Antichrist the closer you get to the end. You know, we're so close to Armageddon right now. A wrong button could be pushed and that could be it. You do not, another tribulation, you do not want to be here during that tribulation. You do not want to be here during the tribulation. And you may say, well, during the days right before Noah, they were buying and selling, planting, building. I mean, the days of Noah, you know, everybody was out buying, selling, planting, building. Eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage till the day the flood came. They were in their normal, doing what they would go about doing every day until the flood came. Days of Lot, buying, selling, planting, building, eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. The people were outside. Ladies going to their shopping. Going down, they were downtown going to the boutiques. And some of them were going out to TJ Maxx and Marshall's in Burlington, Macy's, Penny's, Aldo, along with Ulta, I mean, don't you think it's kind of funny the way I said it like that? Don't you think it's pretty funny? Yeah, they were going. Yeah, and they were going to Target. Yeah, some of them until the day it got destroyed. You say, some of your listeners, I'm sure you're laughing. Well, you know, obviously in the Old Testament they didn't have all those places, but the day the trumpet blows might be just like that. Who knows? Maybe it'll be a day where everybody's out shopping for Christmas. Or who knows? Or could be tonight. We don't know. We just got to be ready. What I'm getting at is, if you trust in the word of God, focus on what the word of the Lord says more than what you... Spend more time focusing on the prophets of the Lord than the so-called prophets of the land, also known as the media. NBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, and MSNBC, who, by the way, are the virus. Yeah, they got some good people. Well, they don't always tell the truth. But if you trust the word of the Lord more than you trust that, see, you'll be just fine. And you won't be as apt to live in fear. You'll be better off. Praise God. Father, bless us and help us tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for this great word tonight. May these listeners get it on the inside of them and put this word to practice this time that we've been studying about your word and how it brings life and everything the word does for us. I just thank you, Lord God, that they would get it in their soul, get it in their heart. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.